Now let's go live to the phone of Greg Pence. He is a congressman in the great state of Indiana, and we say hello to you, fine sir.
Good morning, Steve. How are you?
Always better when I'm talking to the likes of you, sir.
Gosh, I think you stole that line from me, didn't you?
I did. I wrote it down last time we talked when I gave you trouble when you said it to me too, didn't I?
Yes, you did.
All right,
yes,
let's
you did.
Get
All
down
right.
to information here. I understand yesterday at about this time you were speaking somewhere. Where was that engagement? Who were you talking to and presenting in front of?
Yeah, thanks, Steve. Well, I met with shop talk, talked to farmers over in Shelby County, and the farmers were all from all over the folks place. We even had some people from Kokomo, if you can believe that. Oh. What is of interest to the farmers, of course, to me and all Hoosiers, as it should be, is where the farm bill is at, what's going to happen, and what the priorities are going to be. The farm bill should get done this year. It's not going to get done. Everyone knows now in the ag community that it's not going to get done. So we're going to continue operating under the old bill. My estimate, as well as the chairman of the farm committee, the ag committee, believes that we won't get to it until 2025, probably January or February. That's not a bad thing, Steve, as the listeners may wonder. Mm-hmm. The reason it's not a bad thing is because there are some folks that really wanted to chop some things out of that bill, and I'm talking about in the Republican Party as well as in the Democrat Party. They really wanted to kind of gut some of the support programs that the farmers look for, some of the programs that open up markets for the farmers. So I think a continuation at this point of the farm bill isn't the worst thing that could happen at this time. So I was talking to those folks, getting their thoughts. E15, ethanol is important to them, things like that. Where the economy's going, and, you know, talk a little politics, have a little food that you shouldn't eat, you know what I mean, at the restaurant. Yeah, a lot of pork.
What's wrong with pork? Pork good for you. Come on now, it's protein.
I didn't say there was anything wrong with pork.
What kind of dog do you have attacking someone in the background there? What is that?
Soft-coated Wheaton Terrier. My wife's going to throw him out right now. So he
No, I like it. It's great noise. Is his name Cujo by chance? That was a big bark.
It's Murphy. He's an Irish fella. He thinks he can eat squirrels, but he's never caught one.
Gotcha. We have that same dog at our house. His name is Buddy. This is Congressman Greg Pence on WMUN. We had another one of those last-minute votes to try to keep the world open. How did you vote on the spending bill early in the morning Saturday, and why did you choose to vote that way, Congressman?
Yeah, so let me kind of so what this was, we were supposed to do 12 appropriation bills last year. Mm-hmm. The deadline was September 30th. These bills were voted out of committee and sent to the floor last year, each of the 12 in the 1st of July of last year. During the speaker brouhaha in the fall, mm-hmm. we kept kicking the can down the road. And then this year, we kept kicking the can down the road and then broke it up into two large omnibus bills, which we said we wouldn't do. And I think you can hear some aggravation and frustration in my voice. Mm-hmm. This bill of the $1.6 trillion that is discretionary spending. The other $4 trillion is Medicaid, Medicare, and Social Security. But this was $1.2 trillion bill that we finally got. And I'm going to tell you, Steve, we did the same thing that you and I talked about years ago. I got the bill at 2:44 in the morning, and this time I had 29 hours to go through it. Found a lot of things I couldn't stand. I voted yes, and here's why I voted yes. Okay. $800 billion of this $1.2 trillion was for the military, which most importantly included a 5.2 pay increase for the soldiers, sailors, Marines, Coast Guard, Air Force fellas. And I told you a story a while back how I went to my base, this is about 2 years ago, the married with children, lower enlisted people were living off, were getting food stamps to feed their kids. So that's what tipped me over. I know there's a lot of things in there I couldn't stand, but that's what they do when they shove a bill like this down your throat. A lot of the bad stuff was shoved in by the Senate that we, in the wee hours of Wednesday night, and then we only had Thursday to look at it. So, yeah, unfortunately, I'll also tell you, Steve, I think that's probably the last major piece of legislation we are going to get done this year. Because this was such a something that should have been done for the budget this year, and now we're halfway through the fiscal year. The fiscal year ends September 30th of 2024, so we're already halfway through. We just passed the budget for this year, and now when we get back in 10 days, 2 weeks, we're going to have to work on the budget for the next year. And that's not going to happen.
Congressman Greg Pence, in just 1 minute left, I want you to talk about the pipeline safety bill, et cetera. Could you give us a one-minute summary of what's that standing at?
Yeah, thanks, Steve. So the Energy and Commerce Committee, we pushed through a pipeline bill. You know, I think people would be, if they saw a map of all the pipelines in this country that are underground, it's the safest way to move liquid products. This bill is to enhance the safety of pipeline and also to explore, and this was my amendment, explore how we can move hydrogen, which the oil companies, the engine manufacturers, auto manufacturers like to use hydrogen in vehicles, which is much better idea than using all electric because there's lots of hydrogen that can be produced. And so that passed the Energy and Commerce Committee. It passed the House, and hopefully the Senate picks it up and the president takes a look at it.
Thanks very much for the talk. I appreciate you rebooking into today, too, sir. We hate to miss an opportunity to talk to one of our favorite congressmen out there. This is Greg Pence. Have a great rest of your day, sir.
Thanks, and happy Easter to everybody. Thanks, Steve.
Thanks very much, Congressman Greg Pence, 6th District of Indiana, on this morning.